zone, or maybe it's the no Antifa zone, because I don't buy into that sort of behavior. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, June the 2nd, 2020. Good to have you along for the conversation. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, America's barber, Carl Mankey, still not allowed to cut hair, even though Big Gretch is opening up the state of Michigan. You're not allowed to get a haircut yet, but she says you can figure it out on Google. Thanks, Gretch. Number two, for the first time since World War II, New York City is now under a curfew. There hasn't been one since 1943 until now, because weakling mayors and those pandering to the criminals that will try to burn down the nation are allowing it to happen. This will not last at some point. And number one, President Trump moving to mobilize federal troops to address the ongoing riots and lawlessness in the streets of American cities, all in the name of George Floyd, allegedly. A black man killed by a Minneapolis police officer. He says he will be remembered, but not for rioting and chaos, and that's true. Floyd's brother, by the way, pleading for peace, saying, "What are you doing? Why are you burning down these cities? This is not honoring my brother. You do not hurt more than I do. My brother is the one that died, and you're burning down cities." So says George's brother. And he's right. And why do we allow the lawlessness to continue? Why do these weak-willed mayors and governors allow it to continue? Complaints yesterday from Big Gretch and others, but mostly Big Gretch of Michigan, saying that Donald Trump was demeaning to them because he called them weak. Then don't be weak. You don't allow your cities to be burned and destroyed and pillaged and riots to continue unabated. You don't allow that to happen. You don't allow churches to be burned. You don't allow stores to be burned. You don't allow people to be beaten in the streets. In St. Louis, four police officers shot overnight. Four. All survived, thankfully. Two shot in the leg, one in the foot, and one in the arm. But you don't empower these Antifa types by allowing them to continue to maraud, to be marauding through the streets. That is not how it works. This is a nation of laws. And by burning down Target stores, you're taking away access to groceries to people that live in those neighborhoods. By destroying other businesses, you're taking away job opportunities for people that live in those neighborhoods. And by blaming the president for everything that goes wrong in your neighborhood, in your city, in your state, you're shirking responsibility that is yours. You are shirking the responsibility that is yours as a governor or a mayor. The president offering to help to bring in more National Guard troops, to authorize the use of some federal troops to quell the rioting, to quell the protesting, to quell the violence in general. But sometimes you wonder, isn't it just about that? Isn't it just about the violence? You watch this and you wonder, do some of these folks just want an excuse to burn, to destroy, to beat people up when there's strength in numbers and the people that are being beaten to a pulp have no chance of fighting back? None. And St. Louis Police Chief John Hayden telling those reporters about the four officers shot, tears in his eyes. As we speak, we're trying to get control of this city, still hearing gunfire and everything. I don't know what else to say. This is horrible, he said. Thank God they're alive, said the chief of police, an African-American, fighting for his officers who are being shot at, allegedly in the name of a black man killed by police. They're shooting black police officers in the name of a black man killed by police in Minneapolis? This is the answer? This is your progressive answer, is to have riots and anarchy in the streets? And besides St. Louis, also Richmond, Virginia, Las Vegas, and elsewhere, police coming under fire, shots being fired, chaos in the streets. People have been killed. At least a dozen so far around the country in these riots and the responses to them. Not by the police. Not killed at the hands of the police. No, sir. Killed by other rioters. Killed by other people that are rioting in the streets with random gunfire and pushback. And the president says the time for lawlessness has come to an end, and it should. How much of this can we possibly deal with? I want you to hear bite number two from the president. He says it's time for George Floyd to be honored, not to have people burn down cities and somehow in some perverse way say that honors George Floyd. It doesn't. His brother says it doesn't. I say it doesn't. You say it doesn't. It's insanity. Here's bite number two with the president.
Go. I swore an oath to uphold the laws of our nation, and that is exactly what I will do. All Americans were rightly sickened and revolted by the brutal death of George Floyd. My administration is fully committed that for George and his family, justice will be served. He will not have died in vain. But we cannot allow the righteous cries and peaceful protesters to be drowned out by an angry mob. The biggest victims of the rioting are peace-loving citizens in our poorest communities. And as their president, I will fight to keep them safe. I will fight to protect you. I am your president of law and order and an ally of all peaceful protesters.
I, too, defend the right of peaceful protesting. I think it's a cornerstone to America. The right to redress grievances. And if you have a grievance with the police department in Minneapolis and the way it's been conducting itself or the way that George Floyd died, then it's important to be able to speak up and to be heard. But you don't do that by throwing bricks through the windows of random businesses, many of which, by the way, that have been destroyed. Black-owned and minority-owned businesses destroyed, burned out, ruined, gone forever. Gone forever. And so how do you honor the memory of George Floyd by destroying black-owned businesses in Minneapolis or Miami, Washington, D.C., or Seattle? How does that even make sense? And the answer is it does not. There's no logic there. There's no rhyme or reason. There's no moral equivalency there. There's nothing. It's wrong. Period. Paragraph. And by the way, the threats continue that the Antifa agitators, and yes, much of this is fueled by Antifa, those that don't really care what the fight's about as long as there's a fight to have, they keep threatening to go to the suburbs. Well, if they do, here's a reminder from the Polk County Sheriff that those that live out in the country might not see it quite the same as those that are in the city. It's bite number five. I want you to hear this. Bite five.
We have received information on social media that some of the criminals were going to take their criminal conduct into the neighborhoods. I would tell them if you value your life, you probably shouldn't do that in Polk County, because the people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns, and they're going to be in their homes tonight with their guns loaded. And if you try to break into their homes to steal, to set fires, I'm highly recommending they blow you back out of the house with their guns. So leave the community alone.
Leave the community alone. The No Panic Zone, the Steve Rivers Show, quick break. We'll be right back.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Sweet strawberry icing. You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket you spot. Miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.